Noah's Ark has been a story for children that has inspired many artists with drawings of animals, boats, and rainbows. Is the story based in truth, or just a good moral story like Aesop's Fables? As I wanted to know, I did some research in the original story in the book of Genesis. In chapter 8, verse 4, it says that the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. On the map, we see that Ararat is situated in eastern Turkey, near the Armenian border, close to Iran, 16 kilometers, and Azerbaijan, 32 kilometers. There is an anomaly, something unusual, located on the northwest corner of the western plateau of Mount Ararat. It gives the exact location. At about 15,500 feet high, or 4.7 kilometers, some 2.2 kilometers west of the summit, on what appears in photographs to be a steep downward slope. So that's where it is. Now, who has seen the Ark? Between 1856 and 1974, an estimated 200 people from 23 countries claimed they saw the Ark on Mount Ararat, just to name a few. In 1887, John Joseph Nuri, an Nestorian archdeacon, tried to raise funds to have the Ark transported and reconstructed at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. And then in 1890, Jacob Chuchun saw the Ark numerous times during his childhood. The Ark, reddish-brown in color, rests on a ledge near a steep drop-off. The other three sides are surrounded by walls of rock and lies in a north-south direction. In 1918, Guilford, officer, flew around Mount Ararat together with an army pilot, and at approximately 14,000 feet, they turned south and they were surprised to find themselves nearly level with a great ship. In 1943, Ed Davis, sergeant in the U.S. Army, was led to the Ark by the family Abbas. In 1954, Bill William Todd, Navy photographer, took photos of the Ark from out of an airplane. It was a rectangular slate-colored boat. Everyone stated that it was Noah's Ark. About 10 meters of the structure was protruding from the ice. In a 1996 interview, Mr. Todd said the whole squadron of six mapping planes was abuzz about Noah's Ark, and every day some plane accidentally went by Ararat to see it. You practically needed a control tower around Ararat that summer. Seeing the photos, we were convinced that the structure was Noah's Ark. Paul Szymanski, professor of archaeology and ancient history at Stony Brook University, PhD of University of Chicago in 1980, says, "I don't know of any expedition that ever went looking for the Ark and did not find it." The size of the Ark, says, "Make an Ark of gopher wood with rooms, pitch within and without. The length of the Ark shall be 300 cubits, which is 150 meters roughly. The breadth 50 cubits, which is 25 meters, and the height of it 30 cubits, that's 15 meters, with lower, second, and third stories, and set a door in the side," says in Genesis 6, 14 through 16. The ark had a volume of 150 meters length by 25 wide by 15 high, which equals 56,250 cubic meters. This is the equivalent of 19,000.864 tons, or nearly 20,000 tons. Just to compare it, a Canadian Pacific liner, the Metagama, was 12,450 tons. So this boat was much larger. Modern-day oil tankers are still built according to the approximate dimensions set to build the Ark. A longer vessel than the Ark was not built until 1858, when I.K. Brunel produced the Great Eastern, some 692 feet, or 211 meters long. But this was made of steel. The Ark is the longest wooden vessel ever built. What was on board the Ark? Noah, his wife, his three sons, their wives, eight people. "Of every clean beast and fowls you shall take by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two. Genesis 7 verses 2 and 3. Some of the cattle, beasts of the field, and fowls of the air are cow, dog, horse, cat, beaver, monkey, donkey, sheep, pig, goat, the bison, zebra, giraffe, tiger, lion, elephant, deer, rabbit, squirrel, bear, leopard, camel, crocodile, hippo, snake, turtle, and a few more. These, along with the birds, like sparrow, dove, peacock, chicken, partridge, raven, turkey, penguin, vulture, etc. This does not include the multitudes of varieties that proliferated from each kind by natural adaptations due to the survival need and the drastic climate change after the flood. We have some pictures inside the ark. I will limit the circumstantial evidence to a few photos, as the flood of evidence is overwhelming. In 2008, Ahmet Ertegrul, inside the ark, he was born in the region of Mount Ararat. You see a picture of him. 2009, Wing Chung Yung, team member of the Hong Kong Ararat team. 2009, a Hong Kong Ararat team photo inside the ark. 2014, photo by Sheila Bishop and Philip Williams. In 1954, the ark was whole. A team in 1974 said that the smaller broken-off section was visible on the ledge 30 to 50 feet below the main structure. A photo taken from helicopter in 1989 by Chuck Aaron and Bob Garb. Historian Flavius Josephus, the Jewish historian who worked for the Romans, covers the ark in his book Antiquities of the Jews. He writes, the ark rested on top of a certain mountain in Armenia, however the Armenians call it a place of descent, for the ark being saved in that place. Its remains are shown there by the inhabitants to this day. Now all the writers of barbarian histories make mention of this flood and of the ark, among whom is Berossus. He goes on thus, some people carry off pieces of bitumen which they take away and use chiefly as amulets for averting of mischiefs. Then we have Hieronymus the Egyptian also, who wrote the Phoenician Antiquities, and Manasses and a great many more make mention of the same. Nicolaus of Damascus, in his 96th book, where he speaks thus, there is a great mountain in Armenia upon which is reported that many who fled at the time of the deluge were saved. So this is the end of the Antiquities of the Jews reading. Now consider the word for boat or large boat in Chinese. First you see the characters of a boat, then you see the characters of eight, and then you see the characters of a person. Now a large boat is made up of all three characters. So large boat is a boat with eight persons, which obviously refers to Noah's Ark. Why the ark and the flood? The wickedness of man was great. His heart was only evil continually. The earth was also corrupt and was filled with violence. Yeah, that was back then. Are we heading the same direction? Corrupt, filled with violence, evil continually? Let's look at some statistics. Corrupt, a UN report says corruption costs the world $3.6 trillion annually. Each year, $500 per person worldwide roughly disappears. Violence in the US alone from 1968 to 2012, 1.4 million died by firearms. That averages 31,818 deaths per year. That's 80 plus per day. Evil. A study on modern society evil states greed and that the society valuing things in terms of money were the two biggest concerns of the entire study. And this confirms the scripture that the love of money is the root of all evil in 1 Timothy 6:10. So why don't we hear more about the ark? Cremo and Thompson, not Bible creationists, write in their book The Hidden History of the Human Race that exists in the scientific community, a knowledge filter that screens out unwelcome evidence. According to David Duckworth, who was employed in the vertebrate paleontology section of the Smithsonian Institution, it seems that in the fall of 1968, crates marked Mount Ararat, National Geographic / Smithsonian Expedition disappeared in the bins. Modern science invariably rejects and ridicules all the biblical evidence concerning our origins, as it does not fit the process of modification or the evolution theory. This referenced information is taken from the book In the Beginning Then What? At the site johanpeters.in, you can find 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are completely free. And 65 plus pamphlets like these on all kinds of subjects, from creation to kingdom come. No cookies and no info requests, so you can pass it on.